CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present an Airwave YGK matinee featuring live performances by Birdbone Theater, Foster Shea and Sudak, and the Oscar Evans Group. Come for an eclectic musical adventure featuring traditional Slavic sounds, folk pop, and jazz ensemble works created by local artists right here in Kingston. Join us at the Broom Factory September 28th from 1:30 to 4 p.m. for three great back-to-back performances by these wonderful local artists. Folks can come enjoy food and drink for sale in the Broom Factory's licensed cafe. Tickets are available now for $15 in advance via CFRC.ca or $20 at the door. This CFRC concert is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Sound Works.
Hi, I'm Evelyn.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Jory.
We are Pink Snail, and you're listening to 101.9 CFRC Radio.
When I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end. That we would live out our lives in total darkness. It was a small fear then.
Dark Side of the Tune has returned, and now at an even darker time spot. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. to get your dose of alternative music, including but not limited to metal, grunge, goth, and more. Hope to see you there.
Hey, this is
Sons
of
Rick,
and you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Hello, everybody. We're Stereolab.
And my name's Tim.
And I'm Laetitia.
And you're listening to
CFRC,
the best radio station we've ever heard.
And welcome back. Apologies for those technical difficulties earlier. My name is May, and you're listening to The Mood with May. It's the 10 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario, and we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca for those of you listening in through the web. Today, what a day it's been. I ran here. I'm sweating. It's way too hot to be the end of September. I just need some good fall weather. I need the humidity to go away. I'm sure that there are some people that want the summer to extend as long as possible. But for me, I am the opposite. I want the cold weather. I want like a mid temperature. I would love to see like a 15 degree, 5 degrees overnight, just to be able to like cozy up with a book, have a little tea, and not be sweating so much. I guess kind of this episode is a segue into some of the cooler weather. I like to believe that that's kind of what I'm setting up here. We're going to be doing ethereal folk, so it's kind of a mix of like more psychedelic folk and, you know, some more like, I don't even know how you would put it. I'm so scattered today. I'm so sorry. Like ethereal folk with notes of like, you know, Celtic folklore, medieval sounds. That's kind of a sample pool of what we have going on today. I'm going to start it off with a track that is actually from the band that I first played when I came on air. For those of you who don't know, I've been around for a couple years, a few laps around the station. And the first time I ever went on air was terrifying. By the way, I don't even think I spoke on air. I just played a song and watched the lovely Mikey run the board on No Static. I ended up pulling a vinyl from the shelf of this band that I really love, that one of my coworkers/friends introduced me to. the summer just before, and they're called the Straubs. They're out of the UK from the 70s. This song is off of their album Hero and Heroine from 1974. The first song that I ever played on air by them was Witchwood, which was off of their album Halcyon Days, I believe is how you pronounce it, and that also came out in and around the 70s. They're just a wonderful group, musically, sonically, very folklore-ish, lots of like tales of, you know, like these queens. Like the song that I'm going to be playing today is off of Hero and Heroine, so that's talking about like the heroine's journey, you know. It's just very, very interesting, and I have an entire playlist that's dedicated to 70s psych folk. I don't know. The Straubs still tend to stand out to me, but if you enjoy them, you'd probably also enjoy the likes of like Pentangle or Renaissance or things like that, which I found a good amount of those vinyls at Brian's. Shout out Brian's, because it's been a while. I found a good amount of those vinyls at Brian's in pretty good condition, and you can get them pretty reasonably priced, pretty cheap for a vinyl, just because they're not, I guess, as popular as if you were buying, you know, a more mainstream group from that time. Like, you're not buying a Led Zeppelin vinyl. So you can usually get them from him for pretty cheap if you enjoy. After that, we have a new song by a Canadian artist, Clara Cloud. This is one that I played on my other show, What's Brewing, last week, I believe. And she is from BC. She has a lot of inspiration from Celtic folk alternative and dream pop. Takes a lot from mythology, folklore, fairy tales. So this song in particular is called Rabbit King. It's released as a single. I believe it's in anticipation of an upcoming album, if I'm remembering correctly. But Clara Cloud is somebody I've just stumbled upon recently, and I definitely do want to take a deeper dive into her discography, her 2024 album, The Woods. I did take a gander through, and it just tells like a wonderful tale of folklore, and you know, the album title is The Woods, so it feels like you're wandering through the woods and you're observing all of these mystical forest creatures, and it really does just feel like you're escaping to another time, which I guess is part of what I'm trying to do with the episode today. And then after that, we are going to play Changeling by Flirt Girl. This is a single that was released in January of this year. And Flirt Girl is a Brooklyn-based musician and also a visual artist known for ethereal folk melodies, lots of harmonies, personal mythology, the passage of time, and it almost feels cinematic. She uses a lot of synth and cello in her music, so very much fitting what we're going for today. I'm very excited to listen to all of these songs with you and introduce you to not only some of my favorite artists of times past, but favorite artists of the future, I guess I would say, because they have stuff coming up. But without further ado, we're going to get into it with Straubs and Midnight Sun off of Hero and Heroine right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Midnight Sun. lights are shining. Welcome, the full golden lining. For when I have to fight to wake up in the morning, I look to her for her open arms. Oh, midnight sun. Oh, midnight sun.
Stumbled off his path one day, somewhere between the dewdrops and the cedar tree. Feet so fast he nearly tripped, while they warned him not to stray. Though the cats weren't safe, he thought himself immune to curiosity. Still he grew curiouser too, till the clock struck late in the afternoon. Our rabbit felt impending doom, but he looked down and the crowd went boom. The tricky little rabbit felt deep down, oh well they say. Bitty eyes saw walls that waved like water all around. He was never good with time, but thought he'd been falling for days. In the darkest tiny pause, they found the ground. When he opened up his eyes with dread, he saw a woman dressed in red. She placed a crown upon his head, and with a nod, she said, "A rabbit king." Rat-a-tat-a, rat-a-tat-a, rat-a-tat-a-ta. A rabbit king. Rat-a-tat-a, rat-a-tat-a, rat-a-tat-a-ta-ta. He got to work and straight away started planning for a feast. He set a table, gathered leaves to form a grand bouquet, and invited every being from the bear to do to geese. Oh, the rabbit, he was kind and fair, but politics don't take well there. And a monarch in his cushion chair can't keep the things he swears. A rabbit! White now, drenched in red, the ground it crumbled, the path he tread, as with a sigh they said, no more rabbit.
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Changeling by Fleur Girl. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it's G-E-U-R-L. And then before that, we had Rabbit King by Clara Cloud. And at the very top of that set, we had Midnight Sun by Straubs. Right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, you're listening to The Mood with May. Today, we are doing ethereal folk, kind of just like eclectic folk. It doesn't really have like a very specific common denominator, ethereal, in that my own perception of the song is ethereal, or like I could see it playing while I'm prancing through a moss-covered forest and like the sunlight is shining through the leaves in the trees, and everything has kind of a golden hue to it. That's my qualifier for if this is ethereal, and that might not exactly be the same as the listener, but I hope you're enjoying nonetheless. The next song that we have coming up is by Jed and the Valentine. This is off of their newly released album In Like a Lion, Out Like a Lamb, that came out just at the middle of August there, August 15th. This is a Canadian folk duo, and they are from Edmonton, which is very exciting. I just found them the past couple of days, and I need to know more. I will be doing a dive in into their discography. It looks like they have a good amount of music out. They have an album that came out in 2024 entitled Awake. They have a couple singles and EPs floating around, so I'm very curious to learn more about them as artists, and hopefully at some point see them live. But they're actually a couple, which is really interesting, and I think it provides a unique sense of intimacy in their music and their lyricism. And they're able to, you know, create these melodies that feel very ethereal and feel very otherworldly. This song specifically is If You Have to Go. This is a track that stood out to me when I was listening through the album yesterday or the day before. And then after that, we have Harula Rose with Lavender Moon. This is off of her album These Open Roads, which released in 2011. Harula Rose is a Chicago-based musician. Again, very, feels like very ethereal, almost witchy, very haunting music, and kind of a hint of melancholia in it as well. I feel like it fit the vibe that we're going for today, and the song is entitled Lavender Moon, which again just gives me like a very witchy undertone. And then we're gonna finish things up in that set with Lena Shamamayan. She is a Syrian Armenian singer, composer, and producer. This is an artist that I have been listening to for a couple of years, and I've been recommending her to some of my coworkers. She has more of like a traditional Arabic vocalist sense to her music, but with some more like folk classical instrumentals. She just came out with a single a couple weeks ago, but this song is truly a standout to me. It's off of her album from 2010, The Collection, and I'm going to try and pronounce the name of this song and I'm going to butcher it, but Ala Moj Elbar. Again, it's just a beautiful song and one of my go-tos whenever I want to kind of like self-soothe, or, you know, if I'm just like sitting and enjoying and drinking my tea and kind of just want to enjoy music without having to, I don't know, like put something on that's like very stressful. It's just like a very beautiful melody So without further ado, we're going to start things off with Jed and the Valentine. And if you have to go, right here on The Mood with May, this is CFRC 101.9 FM.
Comes in like a lion, but a lamb it leaps right out the door. Belly of the basement, with your heart in a pit on the floor.
She bends down low. Whoa.
just finished listening to Lena Shemamayan with Ala Moj Alar. Apologies if I'm grossly mispronouncing that. I don't speak Arabic. I wish I did. Before that, we had Harula Rose with Lavender Moon. And at the very top of that set, we had If You Have to Go, by Jed and the Valentine, which is an Edmonton folk duo. This has been The Mood with May on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're going to get into a couple more songs. We'll see how much time we have with all of my yapping that I so eagerly love to do. This week, we have been doing ethereal folk. That is kind of my own extrapolation of what ethereal looks like, my own definition of that. I mentioned in the prior talk segment that it's kind of just like me picturing what songs could feasibly be played as I'm like taking a little stroll through a moss-covered forest, golden sunlight shining through the canopy of trees and leaves and, you know, something that feels very storybook-esque or folkloric or almost like something out of mythology to some degree, whatever mythology that might be. I don't know. I kind of tried to pick a few different pieces, as you could probably tell. I had, you know, the track Rabbit King, which felt very much more fairy tale-esque. Kind of gives me like an Alice in Wonderland vibe, but then you have more like ethereal forest creatures, you have more of like the Arabic music that feels very just like moody and atmospheric, and I'm just trying to picture and capture all of what that could mean to me. And so I hope you've been enjoying. Coming up next, we have an artist based out of Quebec. I have found little to no information on her. So this has been kind of what my morning has encapsulated, is me trying to find anything. And I was able to find a profile on Discogs. She is a vocalist from the Arthabaska region. She actually studied vocals at Collège Lionel Gougre while working in parallel as a choirister for Montreal groups, including Villeray, Le Grand Ménage, and Bundoc Lanois. This is kind of her solo work. Nothing here is relatively recent. It's all coming from the 2000s. There's a remastered album, but I don't know from whence it was remastered, other than that it was remastered in 2019. The song that I'm going to be playing for you specifically today is Puisqu'on Oublie by Catherine Lambert. She does a focus on like medieval music and international folkloric material, so you can definitely feel those inspirations shine through in this track. And this is off of her album of the same name from 2005. After that, we have a track that is entitled Follow You Down to the Red Oak Tree. This is off of the album Songs from a Room in 2018 by Lila, but it's L space I space L space A, in collaboration with James Vincent McMorrow. Lila is based out of, let me remember here, she's Canadian, but this is kind of just, it feels like a track that's stuck in time. It was part of an episode concept that I scrapped a little while ago, where it was kind of like walking through the ruins is what I had it entitled. So it does have that very folkloric sound and kind of fits what I've been going for today. She's also based out of Quebec, very generally. And then finally, we're going to finish things off. This is an instrumental track by Natural Snow Buildings. They are an experimental psych folk duo from France with Mehdi Amazon and Solange Goularte kind of has almost like a noise folk feel. It's very hypnotic, distortion, drone, but it also has sort of those folk guitars and folk instrumentalization. And this is a 6-minute track, but I had to include it because it's one that I've been listening to for a couple years now, and I've been hoping to feature it somewhere. So this is off of their album Daughters of Darkness, which came out in 2013. And the song we will be listening to is Carnal Flowers. So without further ado, we have Puisse Qu'on Oublie by Catherine Lambert right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Follow me, follow me.
And welcome back. You just finished listening to Carnal Flowers by Natural Snow Buildings. Before that, we had Follow You Down to the Red Oak Tree by Lila and James Vincent McMorrow. And at the very top of that set, we had Puisqu'on Oublie by Catherine Lambert, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This has been The Mood with May. I have a couple more songs coming up for you. Today we were going over ethereal folk and kind of what that means to me. So getting into the last few songs, we have the lovely Quebecois artist Sophia Nolan and their song Acide off of their album UFO Religion, which released in 2024, and I've played songs by them in the past. This is one of my, I would say, more favorite artists on the Canadian scene. They don't have a ton of music in their discography, but I do enjoy what I listen to from them. And then we're going to finish things off with the Irish artist F.A. Wolf and the Screaming Waltz off of their album The Wetlands, or their EP The Wetlands, from 2022. So without further ado, we're going to get right into it with Sophia Nolan right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. And I will catch you guys next week, same time, same place.